takes a little
bit. All right, there we go.
All right, I'll call the meeting to order. It's 8:02 a.m. on Wednesday, February 19th. Can I get a roll call?
Okay, Ralph is absent.
He's excused. He's sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, by all means.
Yes, please. Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to suspend the Pledge of Allegiance at any past minutes.
I will second that.
No discussion. I'll do a roll call.
Okay, Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
All right, we'll hand it over to Mr. Stevens.
Well, the first thing is, Ron and I want to thank you for letting us go to this show yesterday. It's an amazing show to go to, and I would actually say annually it's something we need to send somebody to just because of all the new stuff that's out there.
Hey, I mean, for $60, it's not bad at all.
When we got there, I mean, I kind of got goosebumps. It was weird because everything that was there.
Keep going to the fair.
It was. I mean, in all honesty, I think it would be something great for a trustee to go to with us. The big box.
Because I might find some new attachments. Yeah.
The big Vacker truck that we seen when we were over at the county engineer's office, that's where they got it. They were there. There's people from all over the United States there, which we found yesterday looking at these, and actually got to pick the brain of, was it three different, there's three different municipalities over there, two from Iowa, one from Illinois. Yeah. But we learned a lot. We learned a lot. But we put a packet together this morning.
Thank you.
And Robin, here's one for you.
I like the big type.
This, I kind of put this together. I showed this to Ari the other day. This front page, what are the possible cost range, which we found yesterday, we could have went up to $200,000 on a piece of equipment easily. But what this does by getting, and as I spoke in the meeting, what this does by getting a piece of equipment of this value for us will make us self-sufficient to where we don't have to rely on the county engineers anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't mark. Oh, Mark, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Looking through here, here's something I'll show you in a minute. Looking through here on this packet, it kind of gives you an idea. The first couple pages, we've already got all of our credit approved through Kansas State Bank. Okay. I finally went through back through. They give us a breakdown on the $90,000 loan. Got that yesterday when we were at the show. She said she can go up or down with that either way. We've been approved for pretty much whatever it is that we need to get. Looking at this front page, you go all the way down to the bottom. I got with Robin. Robin did a bunch of work for us and found out that we only have two more payments on two of our trucks. So what's already built into our budget, $5,400 quarterly, to make payments. It's already into our budget, so it's not like
and
it's going
to less than that.
Robin.
Well, yeah, we're gonna get to that one.
You want one of these chairs?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
You want this one?
No, yours is like mine.
Okay. but anyhow, we've already got it built into our budget for $5,400 quarterly, and with two more payments on both trucks, the first payment on this loan won't come due until these payments are done.
So it's paid off.
So
it
would be like a
just a hand wash.
It's an extension.
Less. This monthly payment a little bit.
The payment's going to be like, yeah. I think the final payment's actually going to be a little bit less at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty close, but it is actually going to be a little less for what they've got budgeted.
What we ended up looking at, and where in the hell did I put our packet at, Ryan? What was I looking at?
On his secretarial duties?
But what I ended up putting in the packet was from Kansas State Bank. The first thing they sent us for $80,000 and the one for $90,000. And then if you go to the next page or the next section, it shows the hot vac from Hot Jet. The first one I was telling you about where they said they was going to knock $15,000 off of it.
Yeah.
When we got there yesterday and we met with the gentleman, he took us out. He showed us the piece of equipment. Ryan and I kind of looked at each other and I thought, that doesn't look exactly like what we were having them quote us.
No, mm-hmm. It's not what he explained on the phone. They shrunk it on us.
They shrunk the actual debris tank down, the water tanks down, and then what really threw me was I looked at Ryan. I said, well, the way they got this set up on his trailer, it gives us access to put our camera and a generator, so we'll have everything in there. And that guy said, well, that's the reason why we did this, you know, so you guys can put your stuff on there. I never mentioned that to him. So I'm thinking, okay, yeah, you know, here's a salesman, you know.
Yeah.
So what, the other people that we had gotten
in contact. Can't put one on Jim.
Not on the township. First so we are.
We went ahead
We've
and
been fooled enough to be, you can't be fooled again.
The other people that we had spoke with was this Vermeer.
Vermeer?
Yeah. We went over and I don't know, Mark, going up and down Sullivan Avenue Friday, did you see they're doing some work right there at Sullivan and Wilson Road?
Mm-hmm. Was, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, they have one of these there.
Okay.
And we stopped and was kind of watching the work. I mean, it was
they're
great.
They're doing a ton of work there.
Yeah. So we went and we sat and we spoke with Richard Thompson over there, spent a lot of time with him, and looking at this piece of equipment. Now, this, it's the one that's got, actually, now's when I can do this, Ryan. Go ahead and get that out. This is pictures of the actual machine. We pretty much know what's
going on. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
When I was out with you guys with the county a few years ago, I seen a huge value in having a camera that, what I seen, the value of it going down and then you being able to go, right, here's where we got to dig down. Any chance it has any of that?
Well, this machine doesn't. But what we do have is our camera has a locator, the push camera that we've got.
Right.
We can push it in and take our locator and actually find the head of the camera.
Right.
Boy, I tell you, we've seen some nice cameras yesterday. Crazy. But before I lose my track, my mind here, this piece of equipment that you got pictures of was the one that we were looking at over there. He had sent us, and if you go back to, and I think this is where I screwed it from. We don't have that. The, come borrow your packet for one second. We asked him to
staple on the back.
Yeah, staple on the back. We had asked him to give us a quote prior to the show on this piece of equipment that is on your page or what we were looking at there. It came in substantially higher. I mean, the actual first start of the, you know, the initial cost was $100,547, and then you got all these different options. The hydraulic boom, I know I showed Ari a video, Mark had seen a video, I think I showed you the video too, where you got the hydraulic boom that comes out and the guy's doing some hydro excavating. Talking with the three other municipalities that were here with Vermeer, this is the kicker, they were here with Vermeer while we were talking with him. Two of those in Iowa, there was two in Iowa.
Yeah.
Two in Iowa actually purchased this one from them. And we're getting rid of them to go to the Vermeer, mainly because the vacuum, the suction that this one that we looked at, the guys are going to take $15,000 off, only has 550 CFM on vacuum.
That's not a tremendous amount, though.
Where this one has 1,000.
Yeah, double the power.
So that's what they were looking at. They did not have the suction that they needed to do what they needed to do, so they were going to the Vermeer. So as we were sitting there, and I told the gentleman, we told Richard that, you know, that's a little bit out of our price range because you're looking at $118,000 and then some, depending on what you wanted to add to it. I said, that's a little bit above what I was looking to do, or we were looking to do. And sitting there talking with him and the other municipalities, they're almost in line with what he ended up doing for us afterwards when we told him, you know, I don't think we could do this. He said, well, here's what we can do. And I think it's on that last sheet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that last sheet. What they ended up doing, the pictures that you have, the tank is an 800-gallon tank.
The debris tank is
an 800-gallon tank and 400 gallons of water with a bigger, heavier trailer. So what he did was, this other quote that they sent me late last night is going with a 500. They took 300 gallons off the tank, made it a 500-gallon debris tank, which is still big, on a smaller trailer. Lighter trailer, because you're taking away 300 gallons of debris, so you can go with a lighter trailer. So the price on this one now, which would come with the hydraulic boom, everything's the same. You still got the same CFM with your vacuum, two 200-gallon water tanks. We're still carrying 400 gallons of water. The only thing that this one doesn't have is didn't have the hydraulic jack. The other one had a hydraulic jack. But for $14,600, they can put the six-way hydraulic boom, which showed in the videos, yeah. Which makes us a lot easier on us safety-wise. The guys that have this one from Iowa said there's nothing worse than dragging that hose up over their shoulder everywhere they're going. And they said, you know, just it gets to be cumbersome, and really and truly safe-wise, they didn't really like it. So what they did is when they sent this other quote to us here, I think I wrote it, it's on the bottom of somebody's page somewhere.
Is it the 93?
Yeah. That right there, we can get what you have pictures of with the 500-gallon debris tank instead of the 800-gallon debris tank for 93,800.
So let me ask a couple questions. I know that you always look out for the township and save the best price that we can. Would this have everything? Because you know me, I'm always thinking ahead, going, I'd rather pay 50 cents more and have this ability on it. Is the size of tank sufficient for you?
Go ahead.
I think so. I mean, it'd be good. Bigger is always better, I think, but that would work.
Here's the reason why I say that. I know that we're looking at spending an X amount of money, and it's no look down to your department whatsoever. It's a piece of equipment for the residents of the township. Robin, how big is your tank at your house? When you were...
What tank?
Your flush tank or...
My septic tank?
Yeah.
1,500.
Okay, because, I mean, that fills up fairly quick.
Right, I mean, it's got two tanks.
So here's what I look at, and I'll explain why. When we look at job productivity...
Productivity.
Thank you. Of, okay, we need to go empty this versus staying there an extra 20 minutes and going back and forth on a situation. When you add that up over a five-year period, I mean, if you ran the numbers and you actually looked at that, how much more work could you possibly get done when you're on the job? Now, if we go back and look at how much more is it at the time that we're actually purchasing it, if it's $2,000, $5,000 more, and when we're using it, we don't have to stop man hours to go empty it, then to come back, we're burning fuel. You know, yes, everyone's paid whether we're working or not. But, I mean, this is the time to think this through. If we go a little bit more than what we need to, I personally don't have a problem with that.
Well, I'll tell you, not to interrupt you, it's funny that you mentioned that. As we're driving home last night, Mr. Ryan, he was doing all these numbers in his head, and he was going by the amount of the gallon. I mean, I was trying to concentrate on driving. I couldn't listen to him real well. But he was breaking it down on the minutes.
Yeah.
You know,
just
how
like
many,
you
how much extra time.
Just seeing how long you could run.
Right. Just like if you have a tractor in the field, the time it takes you to be out there harvesting and be able to get back in, mm-hmm. that all adds up.
Yeah, that's
one of the...
I mean, staff time is critical.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at the difference that you're looking at is going to be... almost $20,000 difference looking at going with this first quote with the 800-gallon tank compared to the 300. The biggest difference that we found, and I'm going to backtrack a minute, this is a diesel motor.
Yes.
Compared to this one here where they were going to make it such
right.
a good deal. It's just a little gas motor.
Well, diesel would be my
first
priority.
That's a no-brainer. That was one thing. I've taken this one off the table completely now. Now we're down just to the two. And, you know, I appreciate that. I really do. You know how our minds work all the time. We're always trying to save, you know, to stay when,
right.
with where
but sometimes
we're at.
When you save, you're saving for the moment, but the long term, just as if you're in the field working, how many trips can you make back
if you,
and forth?
If you look at, would it be great to have that one? Absolutely. But I'm always thinking numbers.
I understand.
And I'm thinking budget. And if I sit there and I look at it, right now with what Kansas State sent us, right now for $90,000, our payment would be $4,900, 20 payments at $4,936. We're still under what we're paying right now.
So what if the general fund
over 6,000
picked up the difference?
I think we can handle it. I honestly think we can. If we got into a pinch, we've always been able to work that out. I think if we were, if the board, this quote here would be right at that $4,900, if not just $5,000 a month or a quarter.
They're currently paying around 6,000.
If we were to go with this setup, I still think we would be under what we're paying quarterly for the two trucks. When those two truck payments in 2 months go away, I think we would still be able to handle this one.
So, Ryan, I'm glad that you thought the same way I did. I mean, it's one of those things, you being a farmer, thinking in fuel and what it costs you to turn a profit, and that's how I'm thinking it. I'm thinking in terms of how are we turning a profit if this was a business, and I just don't see where the smaller one over a 10-year period is going to be as beneficial for the $20,000 difference, nor if we had a situation where we had flooding like we had down there. Mm-hmm. We could suck that dry and haul away real quick.
Yeah.
Now, with saying that, my next question to you guys both is, this is an expensive piece of equipment. Do we have a doghouse for this?
That's where my question was coming next, for storage for something this valuable.
It will have a permanent spot in our heated shop.
Okay.
What's the warranty look like on it?
You know, that's funny, because that's one question I didn't ask. But I would venture to say that, I mean, it's going to have, they're well-renowned, their warranty, which I can find that out today. Okay. Another good thing about this is, their local Washington Courthouse.
Okay, yeah.
Compared to Utah.
Yeah. We need to kind of stay away from those where we run into that.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, not that either one of us would mind driving out to Utah to pick parts up or something. That would,
so,
another question is, going from, this is going to be another vehicle, which we just mentioned diesel. Yeah. So how is your budget with fuel?
We're okay fuel-wise. It really, I don't see where we're going to have such a huge impact.
I wouldn't imagine it was going to spike way up.
Because the amount of fuel that
you are adding another vehicle to your fleet.
The amount of fuel that we will use in that will probably be just about, well, it's going to be more because now we got more of a capabilities of what we need to do. I don't think I'm going to see such a huge impact.
I just want, because I know you budget fuel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and vehicle maintenance and
all
that.
So I have, I apologize, Robin.
No, I just want to make sure that was kind of in the scope of where they're looking at their money.
This one also has, I mean, granted, you're going to end up with some additions. This one actually has what they call a hot box.
It heats the water.
Yeah. You're going to be able to use hot water, like where we've got root impaction in our storms. Being able to put the hot water in there with the cutter on it, hot water softens everything up, and we'll be able to go in and out of it. We'll actually be able to, like this time of year, we've got a frozen storm line. Mm-hmm. Now we can run the hot water in there and get it unclogged and whatnot. I think that's a huge asset. I do. I mean,
that would help with frozen ground excavation too.
Yeah, and that's our biggest thing. I said it in a meeting. I think our biggest reason why we were looking at going with this is the hydro excavating capabilities of it. We've got three projects right now that we're on complete hold. Columbia Gas will not let us dig with our backhoe because we're too close to the gas lines. And I've been on the county's wait list for 8 months.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, we got a steel plate in someone's driveway.
And he's been very nice about it, but once again, we've been on the county's wait list for 8 months.
So I have another question. It's a two-part. So we get the old one up and running. Come spring is going to be the time to sell it.
Yes. Now is actually a good time to sell it because people are getting things ready.
Yes, well, exactly. I mean, as soon as we could, we would. I would venture to say, how much do you think that that's going to bring in?
When we were looking at them, what they're selling for right now, for even that exact piece of equipment, 18,000 people are getting out of them. One, a new one just like that, it's just a water jet we looked at yesterday, is almost 60 grand.
Yeah,
so what I would like to say is if we sell that, the money's encumbering from that, need to go to look at a leaf box.
A leaf box?
Well, your suck-up thing for leaves. Because, you know, this year you've had so much problem with that.
Mainly, but the main problems that we had with the leaf vac this year was just mechanical parts that we were able to fix. We were able to weld. I was welding on it for the brackets for the hydraulic rams. That one, and God knows, I would be nice to be able to have extra leaf stuff. I think, you know, but we can put that aside and look into that when the time would come.
So here's my thought on that. And Jim, you and I have had a discussion on this. And Ryan, you might put some 2 cents in because I could be wrong. So we have our crews out when they're sucking up these leaves. If we had, because we have the backup truck that we just put 18.5 in it, if we bought an additional one, if we got one in great shape, we found the right one, we could put 20 grand into one. When you guys go out and you guys tag team, because some of the things that tie up some of the most hours that you have in efficiency is depending upon what the weather is, when it's wet, and you know, we've went into where we've had so much trouble that we would switch the truck over for winter and then switch back to continue. If we reinvested that $20,000 that we might get from that into an additional box, if we have one go down, we still have another one. I'm talking the whole leaf machine. Whatever you want to call it. So that if we had two teams that could go out and work together, if one did ever go down, like for instance, when it was down for the day while you had to repair it, etc., you wouldn't miss a beat. You could continue with another one. It would not, and if you didn't want to tag team and have two out at the same time, you wouldn't have to. So all we're looking at is taking monies from the sale of one and reinvesting it into another piece of equipment for the residents of the township.
You know, and you're right, absolutely. We discussed this. When you're out on the road and you're running the leaf vac and you've got one leaf vac with two trucks with two leaf boxes.
Correct.
You're able to tag team, go. Ari's been fortunate enough to spend 8 hours on that leaf vac. You've got two trucks in there.
I had a great time with it. Yeah.
And what you do when you get this truck full, he takes off to dump, this truck comes up and hooks up, and you keep going. And by the time he's full, the other one's back, so you're just a constant run. If we had two leaf vacs, the problem that you're going to run into, and absolutely no disrespect,
yeah, and
it makes so much sense. If you've got one truck hooked up to this leaf vac and this one, you go, you fill up. He has to run to the dump, pull in the leaf vac, unhook the leaf vac, dump, come back, hook up, come back, pick up where he was at, and this one doing the same thing. The way that we've got it now, especially with our other backup truck, is going to make life absolutely perfect, because it'll be a permanent box in that truck, and that's exactly what that truck will be used for. It ends up being more time effective to have one leaf vac with two boxes running. If you split it, would it be nice to have one sitting there in case this one breaks down?
Okay.
Tenfold.
So let's say this. What year is that leaf? I call it a leaf box. You call it whatever. Leaf picker upper.
That is a 2008.
Okay. So my question would be, is this. What would we be able to sell that for? And what would we be, and if we took the 20 grand hypothetically and buy something newer and have one, but by taking the monies invested in one, we keep that money aside, sell the leaf box this summer. If we don't get what we want out of it, we keep it. But we take the money from both units and upgrade while we can, and it costs the township zero to upgrade.
What I can do is I spoke with Dave Dinkmar about what you and I talked about getting a backup, whatever, you know. And I will get a hold of him, and I will have him send me the quote in black and white so I can present it to the board. Right now, there's two options that you can do. You can upgrade ours for $25,000, or you can get another one refurbished, which they have, for over $30,000, or a brand new one for is like around 60. What I say is like 60 some thousand dollars for a new one.
Yeah.
I'll get him to put that in writing. That way we've got the numbers down.
See, it only makes sense to me that we have a perfect opportunity because it fits into our payment. We wouldn't be taking another payment. And it's almost like one of those things like what the fire department did when they went to the new medics on a lease and rotate out. Because we would just be, it would be a wash. It wouldn't cost us anything.
Well, what I'd like to do is move on this thing now.
Yes.
And then figure out what we want to do later.
Yes.
And if only, I make a, only because, like, I think we're early in the year.
Right. But it's,
and I know there's going to be something we're going to need at some point. And you know we're going to have a $20,000, $30,000 expense somewhere this year.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, it might be good for us just to have a little bit of
But it's always good to have the conversation ahead of time.
Absolutely.
I totally.
And plan, because it's like anything else. A farmer doesn't go in without plot way before.
You're completely right.
Are we putting soybeans or corn this year?
Yep.
What's the forecast?
What,
Jim, now hemp.
Do they have these
there you go.
on the allotted courthouse to go get?
That's one thing. I sent Mr. Thompson an email last night and asked him what the turnaround would. I almost screwed up. Ryan and I were coming home, and I thought, well, I'm going to go ahead and send this guy a text and ask him just that. And as I'm texting it, you know, I look down and I think, wait a minute. The phone number that I was texting it to was actually from this guy, because he wanted to take us out to dinner last night, and he goes, here, let me send you a test text. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting ready to send it to him, and it's like, oh, shit.
He's going
to
text the wrong guy.
No.
Just real quick from in... Just kind of backing up what Ari was saying, and John, I think you have some wonderful ideas, but from a financial standpoint, there's so many what-ifs still early in the year.
Right.
And I think that these are potential great ideas that the road department could definitely benefit from a financial standpoint. I think we're working and moving forward being cautious, you know, right now. And then we see where the fire levy goes. We see where things move along.
It's just a discussion.
It's a good discussion. And I think we and it'll
movement.
Be in the minutes. It'll be things we can turn back around and follow up on later.
You know,
but I think right now it's good to just be a little cautious, but still get you what you need.
Totally respect that. And your opinion, I mean, everything that you come up, I like how you think, because you're always thinking back up, so on and so forth. And that is, from my standpoint as a department head, making sure my guys have got the equipment to do what they need to do to do their job, I 200% respect that, absolutely. And I agree with what you're saying. To sell the old jetter once we get it up and running, which, by the way, I don't know if I told everybody, it was $6,600 for a new pump. We found somebody in Valley View that's going to rebuild it for $2,600.
That's good.
That was good thinking. You and I talked about that.
Yeah, I think what I would like to do, if we sell the old jetter, we put that money into our piggy bank and keep it there, just because we've got a lot of things coming up also. You know, that would, having that money just sitting in my piggy bank in this line item, just in case something stupid was to happen, we've got it there to work on. But I will go ahead and get all those numbers.
Yeah.
And then I'll get that figured out. And go from there.
And then, too, I'd just like, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just let you know that Trustee Horn said to me today, as he was asking to be excused, that he was in favor of this, that he spoke with Jim Stevens in regards to this.
Great. Well, I think we should move on this and authorize it now.
So, Mr. Chairman, my question is, which one are, because we talked about the bigger one.
Make sure you get the right amount in the resolution.
I think that
the
township
exact amount for you
would benefit greatly over the period of time, and cost for dollar, the bigger one would be the way to go.
I think if we can get it for, you know, the same payment like that we're paying for cars.
I think we're going to get within just maybe couple few hundred dollars.
Then I got no problem with that. Okay. I think that's a smart idea.
And that's going with the bigger unit with the hot box,
so
and
the hot box and my question,
trailer. And
oh yeah.
My question to both of you, the road department, do you guys see a value with what we're saying? Going, you ran numbers in your head.
Yeah.
Am I putting too many thought into it?
No.
Your work time is just longer. Is all you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can run a lot longer.
It's almost like having a wagon long enough to pick up more bales of hay.
And you know,
in a couple of years, staff time alone will cover.
I will say one thing.
Repay itself.
Two. We're always talking about working together with other municipalities.
Yes.
We will be the only township
in
Franklin County that will have one of these. And that's like we were telling Mr. Thompson yesterday. I said, I can guarantee it the moment the word's out that we've got one. A, they're going to want to come over and look at it. B, they're liable to call us.
We can't get the county. Can you guys?
Because they're all on an eight-month waiting list.
Would we be able to benefit from that?
Well, that's a possibility. Whether the board would allow us when the time comes to say, let's say Dave over at Prairie calls and says, hey, we need some hydro excavating done. So do we just go over as a neighbor and a brother and just do it as long as it's not a big job? Or do we possibly in time come up with, okay, we can do it for you for this? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
I like the being the brother type thing for the people that are next to us because, you know, sometime we might need their help.
That's right. Yeah, so you just
but, you know, I mean, there might be someone from Monty County or something. I'm just making, you know, something I think of.
Yeah, Clinton Township calls, you send them a bill.
Yeah. Right. I think that you should have.
Transportation cost is this.
I honestly think that you should definitely have some type of, it would be cheaper for them to not want to go with us to do it.
We work hand in hand with Prairie all the time. It just like last week I had a meeting with the people with the crack seal machine. What they do is they drop off a crack seal machine and us and Prairie share it. And it's just something Dave and I go way back over there and we do a lot of interaction amongst the two. So I mean that's just something that Hein thought. You know, we were talking about on the way home yesterday, but what we'll be able to do
that's
is
the
just
cleaning people. The cleaning people.
What we will be able to do ourselves is it's unreal. One thing I do like about this one is it also has an antifreeze system. You back pump everything through your entire water system. That way,
antifreeze.
No,
you just use RV antifreeze.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of resolution do we need to do to set up the financing, Robin? Do you know what the language is we need to pass?
It would be that you're going to approve, the township approves partnering with Jim Stevens to reach out to KS Bank, because it sounds like that's who you're using,
yeah,
for financing for this jet.
And then we'll need a separate resolution to authorize the actual purchase.
Sorry to
interrupt. Can we get the key to the
window? It's right there.
Okay, I'll make a resolution to establish financing with KS State Bank for the amount of $120,000.
I think we'll be right around
$125,000.
Yes.
For ultimate purchase of a Jetter vac.
In trail.
Well, I think we'll do a separate resolution for you to authorize you then to buy that. Because one will do it.
Because this is financing.
One will set up for the financing.
The other will be the authority.
Yeah.
Right. So now you're getting your financing secured.
Okay. Is that the right language?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I ask for a second?
I would second.
Okay. All right. Then we're
I don't
vote.
Think there's any discussion.
Vote. Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. And then I'll make a second resolution to authorize Jim Stevens to use the, once financing is secured from KS State Bank, that to purchase the Vermeer Jetter vac system, not to exceed $125,000, using the financing. Mm-hmm. There's no discussion for a second?
Discussion?
Yeah.
Should we make that a little higher or put a clause in there in case you had to come back? Because what if it's 26.50?
I think you could leave it at that. And then if by chance we had to
come back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
With that being noted, I second.
It just looks better keeping it at that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other discussions?
Well, guys, congratulations.
Can't I'm glad thank you guys all enough for that.
The only thing John's got something in his yard, he wants you to back out now.
The one thing that I would say is we wouldn't let someone else borrow it and use it without our guys.
Nobody.
Because you're going to be trained on it.
It will never leave.
All right, well, hearing nothing else, we're adjourned.
But that's what we can get out there.
Now you're going to have to build yourself a mini VACR system. And you can drive around and just do like your
neighbor's. Oh, goodness. Yeah. You're giving him ideas.
You know, those people that are older, to them, if they have an inch of snow or any of that, they're... See, when I used to do it with my big walk behind, and I'd get tired and stop and get something to drink or something, they're calling, hey, have you not made around my side yet? So now I can just do it all in an hour.
come in and out.
No, they were telling me how grateful they were. All right, you go home. You go get some emergency.
Yeah, I do.
Also, when you were on, did you do any campaigning on Wilson Road, those houses that are on us, like car loans?
No problem. Anytime I can help with stuff like that, let me know.
Take a look at the houses right to the south of that. It's 730 North Wilson Road.
Okay.
There must be 500 cars in the backyard.
Oh, really?
They just set them under the ground.
Yeah.
And you know fluids leak, and there's a creek in the back. I've been on them because it's in the city. And the city's like, well, we're trying to get them in.